Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. More people are taking up jobs in the bush, but finding accommodation for them is proving to be a challenge. In-demand workers are being faced with soaring rents and dwindling supply. I caught up with New South Wales Farmers Workplace Relations Chairman Chris Stillard to hear how the lack of access is forcing farmers to think outside the box.
It's been looming for a while. When we soon come out of COVID, that we realised that the availability of housing was shrinking very quickly in regional areas, and those pressures have not abated. We've had a little bit of relief from migrant workers coming into rural areas on farms, so that we still have a shortage, but accommodation is the next big thing that we're going to have to tackle, because you can get a worker to work on the farm, but just to find suitable accommodation is getting really tough.
Yeah, that's it. Resolving some issues but facing others. There certainly is that squeeze there, that's for sure. And I understand, the rents are getting higher because of that lack of affordability, which is preventing people from coming there and helping you guys out.
Yeah, well, look, I was asking around the packing shed. We've got two French backpackers that are paying $230 a week for a caravan on a caravan site. And then we've also got a long-term casual worker of ours that's paying $300 for just a pretty ordinary house in town, and it took her 2 years to get that. Before that, she was living in a done-up brick garage for about the same money. So the shortage is critical. We're seeing a lot of farmers thinking out of the box. They're leasing old pubs with the 11 rooms upstairs to house them in. We've got the local abattoir. They've bought 2 to 3 local motels to put their staff in. So we are really seeing an acute shortage of accommodation, and we certainly need to work with local, state and federal governments to work out a solution, because what I'm seeing and talking to members is it's holding back the rural economy, because if you can get the worker, you cannot find a house for them. That's going to hold back your productivity on your farms.
That's right. And I guess what kind of solutions do we need to be looking at moving forward?
Well, one thing about farmers is when we're fronted with a problem, we certainly think outside the box to fix an issue. I think we're going to need, I think on farm, looking at, look, as a casual worker myself, I'm starting to think about the mountable accommodation, so you can put it on a truck and move it elsewhere. And other issues, converting old houses into accommodation centres. But to do that, we need flexibility with the local government, and also some help from state and federal government to do so.
Yeah, no, it's a big job and something that certainly needs to be addressed sooner rather than later. I guess, short-term holiday rentals and things like that are also taking a toll.
Probably the main concern I have too is that what we've seen with this new Labor government, both state and federal, is they are very focused on urban areas, and we just do not want regional areas to be forgotten with this problem. The available housing in rural and regional areas is scarce. And while rental vacancy rates in the regions had lifted from last year, it's still below what would be considered a balanced market. And I would probably ask that we have a jobs summit about 6-8 months ago, and I think the next big problem we've got is housing. So maybe a housing summit is on the cards.
Yeah, sounds like it. It might be necessary. And I think there's a bit of a misconception, because I know we've been seeing some figures that, people after making the move to the bush during COVID, we're seeing figures that, people are heading back to cities and things like that. But as you said, we're getting these migrants in and there's just not that availability to help you guys on farm. So, yeah.
Look, I would say that's interesting. I did hear that, but gee, housing prices are still escalating here in rural areas, especially locally where I'm here.
That's New South Wales Farmers Workplace Relations Chairman Chris Stillard there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.